Right now, we are talking about Herringbone, which is a dark Southern Gothic tale performed by only one person, despite involving 10 characters. So after a 2-year hiatus, independent music theatre company Squabble Logic presents Herringbone, this hilariously disturbing Valfillin ghost story. The year is 1929. Our father sees a slither of talent in his 8-year-old son and enlists a faded vaudevillian to nurture these capabilities, but it all gets a little bit messy and twisted. So on the line to tell us a bit more is co-director and star of the show, Jay James Moody. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So in Herringbone, you play 10 characters.
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds very overwhelming. Can you talk us through that experience?
Yeah, we're at our last rehearsal day today. And I'm potentially feeling a little bit overwhelmed as we go into this last run through before we head to the theatre. But it has been a lot of fun too.
So who are all these people that you are playing?
Well, the story is told from the point of view of a character called George Herringbone, and he's in his late 30s. But when he was 8 years old, he had a very, very disturbing year. Where he was possessed by the spirit of an old entertainer who wanted to get revenge on the guy that killed him and stage a bit of a comeback. And so I play George Herringbone, and I play his whole family, his mother, his father, his grandmother. I play the spirit inside of him. I play his mentor. I play the mentor's manservant. I play a lawyer. I play a tailor. And I play a naive woman who is in love with the spirit that resides inside the 8-year-old boy. So pretty straightforward.
Yeah, wow. I can't even fathom doing anything close to that. Is Herringbone usually performed as a one-person show, or is that just your take?
Yeah, it was originally written just as a play. But I believe it was intended to always be a one-person show. The character is a little bit schizophrenic and a little bit dissociative, and there's some question in the show as to whether any of the story actually happened or whether he just sort of has all of these personalities within him. And then in the early 80s, they turned the play into a musical, so they added a bunch of songs. And so I've got the characters that I play and a whole bunch of songs that I've got to do as those characters as well.
Right. Wow. You're so busy.
Yeah, very busy.
One thing that I love about this story is this kind of like showbiz arch nemesis revenge narrative.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is quite funny and current. Kind of reminds me of like Dance Moms and Toddlers in Tiaras. And
there's a little bit of that in there. I mean, it's 1920s, but he has showbiz parents. This little boy who isn't really very talented, but when this performer sort of takes residence inside his body, he starts to perform a bit better. And so, they're stuck in the Great Depression. The family's really poor and in dire straits, and so they see their son as an opportunity to make some money. So he's definitely sort of pushed into show business against his will.
And can you talk us through, you said it's a musical, so what's the mm-hmm. sound design like here?
Well, we've got, it's got a small band, so we've got piano, double bass and percussion and drums. And it's very sort of vaudevillian style music. So it's quite sort of 1920s sort of razzle dazzle, but in this kind of very twisted, dark sort of way. So it's kind of musical theatre, but with the dark edge.
Great. And so I wanted to know, so you're the artistic director of Squabble Logic.
Yep.
So why did you choose Herringbone as your return show after, I think, a 2-year hiatus?
Well, yeah, it's been about 2 years since our last major show, which is a fairly big one. And I just wanted to come back and start with something kind of small and intimate. I just spent 14 months in Melbourne doing the Book of Mormon down there. And that's a very big sort of commercial, huge show. But, my passion is for sort of more intimate storytelling. And so Herringbone was kind of the smallest show that I could think of that was also a unique story, a unique night at the theatre, something different that people may not have seen before. And, I could cram a lot into just a one-person show.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I look forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for having us. for letting us have you.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.